feel like bass players are hot. Is that weird to say about your dad?
Okay.
Are you even paying attention to me right now?
Welcome to Bisexual Diaries.
I'm Brooke.
And I'm Cam. And today on the pod, we have the illustrious Mick Maverick here with us today.
Oh, howdy.
They are popping off on TikTok at the moment with their iconic thirst traps. Yes. Follow them at AngelBoy1017.
So Mick, let's hear about your journey.
Oh fuck.
Also, what do you identify as?
I am polygender, all of the pronouns, but they them are always comfortable. Like, it's a fluctuation. Like, for example, today I am bound, so like he him makes me feel gender euphoria. Hella.
For sure.
But they them is like just always solid. As far as sexuality goes, I am a non-binary lesbian.
Okay.
So
for sure.
I really don't go for the men's, but the men's are in my DMs, which is really fucking funny.
That is so funny. Oh,
well, it's
my
sort of
God.
Like, it is sort of gay culture to, like, hit on, like, a mask lesbian thinking it's, like, a twink.
Thank you.
You have twink energy!
You're kind of twinky, I'll say it.
I agree.
You're serving twinky today.
I am. I look like such a twink, and I love it. And
yeah.
I honestly believe that the men in my DMs, like, if you are a man and you are in my DMs, you are a little bit fruity.
Oh. You're an ally.
There's no
legend.
Yeah.
Wait, are they, like, straight men in your DMs?
Yes. Like,
supposed.
Quote-unquote. Straight men with girlfriends in my DMs, and I'm like...
Wait, but...
That's dark.
That's so dark.
What show was it? Oh, it was like Sex Education. Like, this guy was like hooking up with this like non-binary person. Mm. And they were like, well, you realize if we date, like, you're going to be in a queer relationship. And he was just sort of like, But it's just like straight men need to realize that, like, you're going to probably be attracted to people that don't just simply identify as like cisgender women. And, like, that's okay.
The Kinsey scale,
But then can you no longer consider yourselves... I mean, I know a lot of people who consider themselves straight who fully have gay sex a lot.
I was actually just watching...
And that's a brave identity.
I cannot believe it. I was watching Love Island UK season 2, and there was this girl who was, like, telling her, like, beefcake man that the last person she was in a relationship with was a woman. And he was like, oh, so you're bi? And she goes, no.
Dude, I hate that. Well, because some people will be, I hate when someone's like, oh, they were like, they used to be bi, but now they're dating a man. It's like, that's literally not how that works.
Yeah, it's like, it's a fucking spectrum, my
friend.
Or
like, someone be like, oh, she's like dating a girl. Or like, I don't know, one of my sister is like very like straight vibes, like sorority, you know? And one of her friends was like dating this girl, and she was like, oh yeah, like, I guess she's just like lesbian for now, but I think she's gonna get over it. And then they, like, broke up, I think, and then
hashtag,
now it's just, like...
I'm scared.
That's literally what my fucking mom used to think about me.
Oh, my God.
Look at me now!
Yeah.
Yeah, people love to be like, it's a phase.
Oh,
and I'm like, do you know what was a phase? Dating male musicians. That was a phase, and that phase is over. Being gay is forever.
I need to
know, lifestyle.
Like, what these dudes are saying in your DM. Like,
what are they saying
to you? Like, is there a thing that they regularly say, or is it all across the board, like...
There's, like, I will not name him, but there's one in particular that stays in my DMs, and he's always like, your voice is so amazing, I could listen to your voice all night.
Like, your speaking voice or singing
your songs,
voice?
Right?
I think my... Well, because, like... I'm about to expose my damn self.
Oh my God.
Because, like, I'm a fucking Libra at Libra season.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you're not the most Libra bitch in the game, as soon as you said Libra, I was like, oh, you literally. I feel like Libras sort of, like, look like Libras. Like, I feel like it is a sign where, like, physically it manifests for me.
I've heard that about signs. Like,
I don't know. I just,
like,
I also think
signs.
I just have a really good friend who's a Libra, and you kind of remind me of her.
Ah.
There we go.
You also are, like, low-key her type, so.
So.
When she's in town, I'll let you know.
You know what?
So.
My.
Matchmaker makes me a match.
They are.
Find me a fine.
He is dating someone now.
I am. I actually.
Wait, so tell.
So, pretty much, here's the timeline. I broke, well, technically, my toxic ex broke up with me back in
August. I feel like you probably broke up with them, right?
I actually, so back then, I was a different bitch. I was a whole different person.
This is what
person.
I'm saying about the butterfly. This yeah. is what I'm saying.
Okay. Like, yeah. If you would have, like, known me or just known of me a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, oh my God, I was so very afraid to be myself. And
What was your vibe? What were you giving?
Oh my God, I was giving confusion. Do you want to? Because I don't know really how I'm
perceived.
Well,
you described it to me though when you were like, were you there for my grandma haircut?
Yeah, I think that was the.
You described it as a grandma cut.
Because I was so, I've always, like, even when I was a kid.
The
like,
hair was always a moment. It was always like a worry. Like, had bangs for a while, the dreaded bangs.
Not so banging.
And you used to, like, straighten your hair a lot, too. Yeah, and now you're, like, embracing your curls.
Seeing someone stop straightening their hair and embracing their curls, to me, is always, like, a telltale butterfly sign, you know?
It's like you are metamorphosizing right now. Yeah, you have embraced who you are.
I love seeing, like, girls on TikTok who have, like, super long hair that, like, looks kind of wavy, but they, like, have straightened it for so long, and they actually do a curl routine, and they just have, like, crazy curls.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I feel like it's such a good metaphor for life, because it's like we all have these curls within us.
Yeah,
we just need the right products to get it out. We need the right argan oil.
A little arm on your blow dryer, so yes. It gets a little just, diffusion.
You just need a scrunch.
A little scrunch.
You need a little scruncha runcha.
Let the curl come out of you, baby. Like
yeah.
So that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah.
I was really uncomfortable with my gender identity. Yeah. Like, that was something that really got under my skin.
Yeah.
And I was fucking confused.
Yeah.
And at the time, presenting, like, not at all like this. Like, my hair was kind of, like, shoulder length.
You were having femme confusion.
I was.
You were like, what is happening with this?
And now you're very much now serving a mask.
Oh, my God.
You're giving
which is so correct.
I love your most correct. You're giving, like, I love these, like, tuxedo. Are these Doc Martens?
Oh, my God, they are.
They're, like, tuxedo Doc Martens.
They still have to give you the harness, by the way.
Oh, fuck. I've actually been thinking about that harness.
Yeah.
I mean.
I styled Mint for their cover art for their single. Yes. And it was, like, full mask, like,
is this the photo you sent me?
Yes.
I was shook. I thought that Cameron was, because I forgot. I was like, oh, wait, you sent me Mick's Instagram before the pod. And then Cameron sent it to me, and I looked at the photo, and then I was like, oh, this is a really cool photo. And then I was like, oh, my God, that's our guest. Oh, this is like a really cool, like, hot person.
Oh,
and then it was just flattered. Okay, and then it's just our guests, which famously our guests are all hot. So
yeah, so
I know.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the hot club. I'm honored to be here.
Oh my God, no, we're so happy.
It is just so weird that like every single guest we've had is a 10.
I mean,
have you noticed that?
And probably
valid.
Every listener, if you listen,
if you listen,
also makes you a 10.
You're probably a 10. Or maybe an 11.
Yeah, if you're listening,
the studies have shown. The data is here.
Bye. What's your parents' vibe?
My parents are cool.
They're so cool.
They're definitely cool.
Which is why it's so funny to me that your mom, like, ever wasn't into the idea of, like, you being gay.
Oh, yeah, that was a minute.
Your mom was not down?
I mean, it's funny because she would always say that, like, oh, if my kid was gay, I would just want them to come out and tell me because... Like, especially...
Some passive-aggressive shit. My mom used to do that, too.
But, like, she didn't know. Like, she completely did not know that I was gay. She was just saying that because, like, on the news, there would be, like, stories about, you know, teens who, like...
She was theorizing.
Yeah, she was theorizing. And I don't think that she was ready for it to really be me.
The reality.
Right. Do you have siblings?
What was that?
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an older sister.
And
she's very much straight.
Okay.
Like, very much
straight. So they have one. They have one already.
Exactly. It's like, fine. You already have a straight.
You're going to get grandkids. Yeah. Relax. You're like, going to get the wedding. Like, you're going to get the little place cards with the names.
It's gonna be fine. It's just not going to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and fuck, maybe it will be me, but like in a different way. And that's completely
okay. Yeah, I mean, you still could famously have children if you wanted and have a wedding and stuff.
Completely.
It would just be more of like a Portlandia wedding that.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch Portlandia? Have you seen the wedding planning episode?
I have, but I don't remember.
Oh my God, it's so funny. It's just like, think of just the weirdest, grossest, most specific wedding you could think of. Yeah. It's like in Portland. I can't even think of the specific examples, but it's so fucking funny. We should watch it later.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Well, I love gay weddings. There's always, I've never been to a gay wedding. Straight weddings. I just, I'm a voyeur. I've never been to one.
Right.
But I always watch from afar, and I'm like,
I don't want to go to a straight wedding ever again, because I feel like they're so, like, right? The last straight wedding that I went to, it was, like, sort of recently after my parents got divorced, and I just remember the parents being like... Or someone was like, and let's give a toast to the parents of the bride and the groom because they have shown their kids the absolute greatest example of love. And without that example, they could never have a successful marriage. That's and then I was disgusting. Like, I'm never going to have a successful marriage because I'm a child of divorce. And then I like fell in love with this bridesmaid who was like famously straight. But I was like, I think she's gay. And everyone's like, Brooke, like you're in denial. Like she's not gay. And then I like look over and she's making out one of the groomsmen in the photo booth. I'm crying in the bathroom. They come to the bathroom. They're like, oh, your karaoke song. And so I go and I just go, now here I go again.
Oh, no.
Literally
no.
Chaos. The most chaotic thing in my life.
Not the Fleetwood Mac.
I know.
I'm literally always either crying in the bathroom or throwing up in the bathroom when my karaoke song comes on. And honey, I can always rally.
You will rally for that song.
Fleetwood Mac, I'll rally.
Oh my God. But Mick's dad.
A Star Is Born.
Your dad is like rocker king.
Yeah,
like,
low key. He's
y'all
actually.
We're like bangers. Like.
Yeah, we were.
Like, what, is he a musician?
Yes, he's a bass player, and he's currently sick. He's in a Billy Idol cover band.
I thought you were gonna say Billy Eilish.
Yeah, he's actually
your dad's Billie like a Billy Eilish cover band.
He plays Billy.
That's so cool. I feel like bass players are hot. Is that weird to say about your dad?
As
is that
much
weird
as
that I'm attracted to your dad?
No. A lot of people are. As much as I hate to say it.
Bass players are hot. It's kind of a universal thing.
I feel like people are like, oh, like, don't call my parents hot. And I'm like, honey, those are my jeans. Like,
yeah, that's where I came from.
I'll take the
from.
Compliment.
It's what's up. It's
I do look
happening.
Like my father, so.
Hey.
So. Yeah.
Does your dad also have his nipples tattooed?
No, he does not. He doesn't have any tattoos.
Oh, my God.
That I know of.
Yeah. Sure. We do go see our father's nipples more than...
My mother's nipples.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, technically, though, if we're really thinking about it, we have seen our mother's nipples way fucking
more.
I mean,
especially
we just don't remember.
I've been in on those nipples.
Yeah, we've been sucking on them, bitties.
Yeah, we had a relish.
And
oh, mom, you don't want me to be gay? Then why am I sucking on your titties?
Like, you started this.
I'm sorry, you literally made me gay.
What is this Oedipus shit? What are
I don't
you?
Think it, I don't think I'm, we're going down the right path.
I'm serving Oedipus today. I'm serving Electra today.
What the fuck? Damn.
Oh my god.
The energy
god.
In the studio.
I do feel like I feel like there's an Oedipus complex in my family, but only in the way that like...
Can you break that down for me? Because I'm not familiar.
With Oedipus?
Like, what
okay,
the fuck?
Okay. So Oedipus Rex
is wanting to
is,
fuck your mom. Yeah.
But basically, the idea of no.
But
okay,
it is.
Me, hold
but
on.
Is.
Okay. I was in AP English in high school. Okay, this was our summer assigned reading. Okay, basically, Oedipus Rex is a story in which there's a royal family, right?
Yeah.
And they have a son. And they have an oracle tell them when their son is born.
He's
going to
kill
someday
them.
Your son is going to kill your husband and then fuck
your,
you.
Their mom.
The mom.
Yeah.
And so they send the little baby to like...
They send
basically,
him away.
They like send him away. They like tie him up and they like leave him out in the wilderness and they're like, they're gonna like, goats are gonna eat him.
Yeah.
But.
Goats?
Yeah.
Or like, whatever. They basically are like,
forest.
He's gonna starve, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
But then this like old couple stumbles upon him and they're like, oh my god, this poor baby. They save him, they raise him.
And he has
and then
no idea.
He has no idea that he's like basically the king or prince or whatever.
Right.
Anyways, and so then he finds his way back to the town.
And all this fucked up shit is
through, like,
happening.
All these, like, weird
chaos.
Things. He, like...
The dad ends
he
up
basically,
being, like, a homeless guy.
He encounters like, his father, who's, like, the king, basically.
But he's, like, been banished or something.
And kills him in the wild. And then he goes
he
back to the town.
Because he doesn't look like a king. He looks like a fucking...
He looks like a normal-ass guy.
A guy.
Yeah, but he fucking kills
so
him.
He kills the king, and everyone's like, holy shit. And then he comes back to the town, and there's this whole, like, riddle thing, and they're like... And they're like, we need to solve this riddle to, like, get this, like, evil entity away from our town.
And then the mom doesn't even know what her son looks like.
Right. But anyways, Oedipus is the one who's able to solve the riddle.
Yeah.
And the riddle is, like, who can, like, who walks on four legs and then on two legs and then three legs? And it's, like, a person. Because, like, when you're a baby, you're on four legs. As an adult, you're on three. Or on two and then three with a cane.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyways, and so basically then they're like, oh my, and then his mom is like, oh my God, like you saved the town.
Like you're so smart.
We should fuck. That's yeah, so then so he bang. Kills his mom and, oh or he kills his dad and fucks his mom. Yeah. So it's basically like but saying then, you can't prevent a prophecy from happening. Like yeah. once a prophecy is in motion, like
and then he figures there's out no that stopping it's him. His mom and then he stabs his eyes out.
Oh he's yeah. Like, and then he like goes like,
I
like,
fucked my mom. No. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I would totally. Probably do the same. Yes.
Yeah, I feel like if I talked to my mom, I wouldn't be so fucking dramatic about it. I mean, they like say women are dramatic. And Oedipus over here gouging out his own eyeballs after a simple fornication.
Simple fornication with your mother, no big deal.
Anyways, what so I was chill. Trying to say about the whole Oedipus complex, well, it's more about how you can't prevent a prophecy from happening.
Yeah, like self-fulfilling.
I feel like growing yeah. up, like, my mom was always like, don't smoke weed, like, weed is bad. But, like, right. my dad was always a huge stoner growing yeah. up. And then without me knowing my dad was a huge stoner, I started smoking weed and, like, loved it. You're and like, then later in life, I realized that, like, my dad actually smoked a lot of weed. And I was like, oh, my God, it was the prophecy.
Yeah.
She couldn't stop the prophecy from happening.
Yeah, it was just meant to be.
Yeah, it was meant to be that me and Kush would be homies. Best buddies.
And, like, all of us that I would be a Kush are gay. Baby.
So gay.
Right.
We're so gay.
I think it's... Did you know that if there's one gay child, you're more likely to have more gay children?
Yes.
Because the other gay children are like, wow, that looks great.
Yeah.
I think... Partially, honestly, but I do think it's a genetic thing. Let's take a walk down gay memory lane. What are those moments God. For you?
Well, first of all, I had crushes on my female teachers.
Oh my God.
So hard.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Like a Mrs. Honey moment.
Oh my
like,
God.
Miss Honey.
Miss Honey.
I had a crush on Miss Honey.
She can get it.
Miss Honey can fucking get it.
Invite me to your fucking cottage, Miss Honey.
Dude, she was the OG God. Cottage
honey
for lesbians.
Suckle.
That was like the.
Suckle.
That show was like the full spectrum of sapphics. It was like Mrs. Trunchbull or Miss Honey.
It was.
Oh my God.
Really? Oh my God.
Oh
I don't want to see something.
It's like, can you imagine Miss Trunchbull? She's like, are you more into masks or femmes? And they're like, femmes, sorry. And then she's like, no worries. Miss Trunchbull gets like all up in glam. Oh, I would
blend out.
See the Miss Trunchbull going femme challenge. Oh
I would love God. To see that. If that pops up on my For You page, then the phones are listening.
The yeah. phones are listening. Okay, I want to see Mrs. Trunchbull. I'm manifesting that on my For You page.
Make it happen.
Trunchbull.
Make it happen. I'm like, wait, do I know the teachers?
The trunch mom.
You do.
Okay.
A Spanish teacher.
Oh, the one with the long hair?
Multiple Spanish teachers, actually.
Oh.
Have a thing for the Spanish
okay,
teachers.
But there yeah. was that one, though.
Which one?
Where, like, I got in trouble for, like, writing that I hated her in my homework book. And with an N. Miss N. With the black hair.
I remember her.
Did you like her? You had her? Yeah, I hated her. I was so mad
She wasn't necessarily nice to me, but...
But you liked it.
Yeah. Famously a masochist.
Yeah. Full circle. But okay, actually though, I had the fattest crush on our 7th grade Spanish teacher. Do you remember her?
Oh. She would wear like the...
She was young.
The cheetah print.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you have like a thing for these Latina girls.
God,
oh my God.
I don't know what it is.
You're right.
Of my heart. But I had literally the biggest crush on her. And I was like, it was 8th grade by this time. So like, I was no longer doing class like with her. And I would literally... Oh, I'm so fucking toxic. I would find ways to like be in her classroom,
oh
heat
my
up my
God.
Lunch in her fucking like...
Oh my God,
it
fucking moved. Be like, oh, can I just use your microwave?
And she had like the yellow like car or yeah. whatever. I remember I was like, she's the only bitch to have a fucking crazy colored car in
yeah.
this motherfucker.
That's gay. Having a like that yellow car, that's queer culture.
She's straight though, because I actually
yeah,
I was curious recently and I was like, what's she up to?
Okay.
Not like that though,
just
like to do
see.
Some old fashioned stalking.
Yeah.
And so I go on there, she is married. Congrats, so fucking she's not
Love
gonna
that.
Listen to this. Maybe she will. If you are listening, I'm so sorry to make you uncomfortable. But congrats on your fucking wedding. Also, she named her dog after me.
What?
Wait.
I found that. I like, and okay. It might not be that deep. I might just be
it's
making
definitely
this
that
about
deep.
Me. But
yeah,
okay.
No, it is. Yeah.
When he thinks something about you, it is about you.
And like, I would think, granted, it's about me. I just.
To me, everything's about me.
Right?
And that's why I'm mentally unwell.
Same. High five. Fuck yeah.
Woo!
But like, as a teacher, I feel like if you had a student who you, like, I don't know, like, because I was in there. Like, I was consistently talking to her. Like, she remembered me and my name. And then you go and name your dog
that
name.
Yeah, it definitely seeped into her psyche. Yeah.
That's what I think.
Deep seep.
She's thinking about
me. Well, it's also like...
This is so fucked up. She's
putting that dog on a leash.
Oh my God.
You could have been on that leash.
This is so bad because I was literally a fucking child, but...
You would have done everything. You would have done anything.
At this point around, I even used to tell my teachers, I'd be like, I'm going to be going to the clubs when I'm older.
I love that. If you're not like horny for your teachers, you're not in school.
Then you're not in school.
Yeah, what's happening?
Then you're wasting your time, honey, because you're not going to learn anything except for how to flirt. Dear diary, I'm trying to not lie to people when they ask me how I'm doing, but it's really awkward to have to be like, I've been sobbing all day, and then thinking I'm the baddest bitch in the world the next minute, and then having a panic attack because I drink a matcha latte. So it's matcha. Like, why don't you stop asking me how I'm doing? Because I cannot fucking answer.
Yeah.
Valid. But... Yeah, okay, I guess that's my entry.
I love that.
Thank you
so much.
It is really hard. I remember thinking that in college a lot when, like, it was like, my grandpa died, my parents are getting divorced, I'm going through a friend breakup, and everyone asks you, like, literally, how are you doing? And it's like, well, there's nothing even, like, remotely good. I'm like, I got a coffee, like, that's my brain. Yeah, it's so awkward.
It's also just, like, it's... Because it's, like, whenever someone asks me, like, I could in that moment be like, oh, I feel fine.
Right.
But it's, like, well, are you asking in, like, general?
Or are you asking, like, for real?
Or also just, like, why are you asking? Like...
Because do they actually even have the real answer?
Past the need for this?
Because sometimes you tell people how you're really doing, and they're like,
okay, oh, TMI.
It's like, well, you fucking ask, bitch.
Yeah.
I know. I feel like we need to have a substitute for, like, hey, how's it going? Like, it should be, like, hey...
Or you just should have, like, a business card. Just hand it to people and be like, I'm not okay.
Like,
yeah.
Don't ask.
Hey, how are you? Business card. I'm not okay. Right. Or, like, also, I don't know what this is about me and my specific mental illness, but people don't believe that I actually am going through a breakup. People think it's a bit.
Well,
like, ha, 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 ha.
But I'll,
like,
okay.
No.
I've been crying, bitch. You posted a photo of you and Colin, like, immediately post-breakup.
Yeah, like,
which makes me...
Minutes after.
Not to, like,
Colin's my ex-boyfriend.
But I made him
take a selfie with me after we broke up because I thought it was funny.
And you guys you looked like you had been crying, but I was like, is this... Because I just couldn't imagine, like, you being like, let's break up and take a picture.
Girl, you don't know what kind of sick and twisted shit's going on up here.
Which, I'm just saying, that's probably where all the confusion is coming from.
I feel like it's a problematic response, but... I mean...
You're coping.
Yes.
It's like, me crying is my Pisces sun, and then me asking to take a photo is my Leo moon. Like, I'm like, this is fucking crazy. Because I'm like, selfie. Just because I have to be sad doesn't mean I can't make my close friends on Instagram chuckle a little bit. But no one's laughing. Everyone's just like, wait, are you okay? I don't get it. People weren't checking in on me, and then they were like, oh, wait, you guys actually broke up? And I'm like, yeah. So we're not working on that.
We don't think you're mentally ill. We just genuinely are asking.
No, okay. Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be vulnerable. But also, I started seeing a lesbian therapist.
Oh, yes. Please tell us.
So it was chill. Okay, I knew that she was the one because I was, like, talking about high school, and she was like, it sounds like a very straight experience.
Oh.
And I was like, girl, yes. Like, never have I ever had a therapist describe something as straight in, like, a negative connotation, and I felt so validated.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, girl, it was straight, and it sucked.
Do you have a gay therapist?
Okay. I actually have a really big hunch that she is gay.
Oh.
She's really old. Old dyke vibes. Like,
what's her name?
Her name is Jennifer. I fucking love Jennifer.
As in Jennifer's body.
You're gay, bitch.
She's don't make gay. The rules.
She actually broke her rib recently. Like, I thought she was ghosting me. But trying to shut her own dick? I was like, you've been up to the kinky shit, haven't you?
Yeah.
Haven't you, Jennifer? And there was one time I was like mid-session. And she was like, I feel like I want to tell you something right now.
Oh.
But I don't usually do this with my clients. Like, it's a bit unprofessional of me. But I feel compelled to tell you this. And I was like, what is it, Jennifer?
Yeah, what?
Like, tell me, Jennifer. In my
Say
head, I'm
it,
like,
Jennifer.
I'm like, you're gay. I know it. You're gay. She's like, I planted trees yesterday. I'm like, what the fuck?
She planted trees?
Yeah, I was like, that was the big thing you wanted to tell me?
Like,
that you planted some trees?
Wow. Like marijuana trees or just like orange?
Regular trees for nature.
Vulnerable.
And I was like, not where I thought we were going.
You
with
should
this.
Ask her if she's gay.
I think I'm going to the next session because I really don't know. Like,
what if she can't, do you feel like she handles gay stuff well? Like when you guys chat, do you feel like she's like in the know?
Yes, completely. And like, okay, I will have intrusive thoughts. Like, I'm just dishing it. I will have sexual intrusive thoughts, just like about everybody, anybody. It doesn't really matter. And so I had them about her too, and she's like 75. And I told her, I was like, I'm so sorry, we're mid-sesh, but like I'm picturing like fucking it right now.
Oh my god,
her that? Like,
valid.
I'm addicted.
She definitely brought me back to earth in that moment.
She was
able to like deflect and diverge, but like in a way that like made me feel validated.
That's such a skill.
She is
that
skilled.
Is so nice.
I she probably so nice. Dropped it after that. No, I'm kidding.
Because it could have tanked. She could have been evil and been like, actually, we need to end the session right now.
She could have
never
been.
Come back and like, it would have been so traumatizing.
But I feel like the point of therapy is to just like be able to like say whatever is on your mind and just be able to like sort of scoop the pumpkin goop out of your head.
Oh, yes. Scoop the goop.
Scoop that goop.
Scoop the goop.
Scoop the goop. I didn't want to come out. I didn't want to have to like tell people I'm gay. Cause,
right. Because
like,
then it's overrated.
It is. Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't assume that I'm one way or the other in the fucking first place. Like, I know if I have children, I am not going to expect them to tell me shit. Bring home whoever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
And that's it.
No one's entitled to that from
and
you.
Like,
yeah.
So my ex, she had asked me to prom. And I had prom ask pictures, and I was like, I want to post one of these because obviously the fucking high school experience, all that shit. Like, I wanted to be a part of that. And there was one picture where it looked more platonic, where we could just be two, you know, gal pals going to prom. You know, we could do that.
best friends.
Yeah, like best friends. Prom.
They were roommates.
Yeah, they were roommates. But then there was another picture where she was kissing me on the cheek, and it was more clear what it was, and I just looked happy and
Aww.
Beaming, and the one like person who knew was my sister, and so I asked her like, which one do you think I should post, because I think that posting this would open up a whole can of worms, but I am terrified to do the whole coming out thing. I don't want to actually do that. I just want to be able to be.
Yeah.
And which one do you think? And she was like, you need to post the one where you look happy. Like,
Cassidy
really.
Yes.
She
I was
through.
So scared for her answer.
No,
she did the right one.
She did the right one for sure. And after that, literally the next day, I show up at school and like none of them would even look me in the eye. Like, it was really bad.
Trauma.
Oh my god,
just a
that's
little.
Awful. Wait, and your GF didn't go to the school with you?
No, she did not. She went to the public school of my city that I live in, and then I went to this private school.
We're South Pass Queens also.
Yeah, South Pass Queens.
We ride hard for our South Pass.
For our South Pasadena.
Yeah.
I would die for South Pasadena.
I would die for the Tigers.
I've never been there.
Tiger Pride. You've never been? Wait, what?
But I would die for it.
You would die for South Pass.
I'll have to take you to my smoke spots.
Oh my god.
Can I come?
Yeah, no, let's do a tour. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with doing like hometown smoke spots.
Yeah,
I do
There's
like
two big ones.
Whenever people visit me
it.
In my hometown, I always like take them on like a little drive, and I'm like, "That's where my ex-boyfriend lived. That's where like that's where I grew up in the bathroom. Like, you know what I mean? That's,
yeah,
I do like my whole little
tour.
Tour.
We'll do it.
Tour.
We'll do a South Pass moment.
I definitely need that.
But yeah, but that's where this person.
Yeah,
who shall not be named,
mm-hmm.
is from.
Yeah.
Is wreaking havoc on your existence.
Really? Because, like, as time progressed, I kind of was starting to get my confidence back, and I wanted my things back. Like, because I really did put a lot of responsibility in her hands, and I say that, like, without even trying to front. Because when we first met, like, I couldn't make a fucking decision.
Yeah.
I was so just... I was no longer here, like...
Yeah, you were in your, like, dark
kind
of the soul Libra thing, where you
really,
just, like, really could not...
Just
you were so overwhelmed.
Reeling from it, and it was almost, like, all of that rejection all at once from, like, my friends and, like, my parents, and, like, I could not cope.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went on, I could, and I realized, like, oh, I can make decisions for myself. I should be able to choose what movie we watch. I should be able to go into the grocery store and buy groceries that I want and not have someone being like, nope, put it back. It's like, yeah. I'm an adult. Oh,
that's a bad vibe.
Well, like, yeah. In your bank account.
Oh, my God.
Have access to the bank account.
She'd be looking at my bank account, but I couldn't look at hers.
So that's strange. Ridiculous. Never...
But so that was the toxic relationship I was in. Yeah. And she had broken up with me a few times before, but I always crawled back because I was terrified that without her, I would be nothing.
Yeah.
That like she was the only thing that was holding me together.
Because when there's someone who's like tied to your identity and you're like sort of coming to terms with like who you are, it's like you feel like you need that person, but it's not about them. It's about you and your identity.
Yeah. Completely. And that's what I discovered.
Like, yeah, then you're doing it.
Because I really started doing all of the things that I wanted to do, like, after we broke up.
Fuck
like,
yeah.
Finally, I mean, I had cut my hair, but I really, like
went in on, like... cut fucking hair. Yeah,
cut my hair. I dress how I want to dress. I don't let anybody tell me, like, even if I'm not doing anything that day, like, I will put on a whole fit just so that I can walk to fucking Starbucks.
Yes.
Like, because I should be able to feel my oats at any time of the day. It doesn't matter what is going on. Like,
always need to turn a look.
Yeah.
Always.
I feel like I forgot how important it was to turn a look.
Oh.
The pandemic has made it so, like, people stopped turning looks.
Now I really stopped.
Restart.
And I forgot how much of turning looks actually was just, like, fun for me.
And for your mental health.
Yeah. And for your mental... because sometimes, like, if I just roll out of bed and I'm, like, wearing pajamas... girl, I can't do it.
Yeah, the PJs all day is like it's a toxic vicious cycle.
It is.
Oh, I'm really rocking it right now. No, but
you look good.
I'm not in a dark phase.
No, you're not.
But it's also like gloomy today, so I'm feeling very pajama.
I like might even have hot cocoa later. I don't know.
Wait, someone just sent me a thing about hot cocoa.
What?
It was like drink this hot cocoa before you go to bed.
Oh.
And I was like, Molly, I told you not to drink that loco hot cocoa before bed.
Wait, what is that from?
Hannah Montana.
I knew it. I knew it.
Molly, I told you not to drink that loco hot cocoa before bed.
Oh my God.
And she's like, I drink that loco hot cocoa. And then she's like, dreams about her like dead mom. And
holy shit.
We've all been there.
Actually, though, chocolate before bed does give you crazy dreams.
Oh my God. I'm addicted to eating chocolate before bed.
Oh my
but
God.
I'm also addicted to being like, oh my God, I had a crazy dream last night. And it's like, yeah, girl, you ate a whole kind of half baked, like, no shit.
Crazy dreams.
I've been doing cereal before bed.
Oof.
Ooh.
I have a mini fridge in my room.
Oh!
And I have it stocked with oat milk, and I have Reese's Puffs.
My Taurus Reese's brain is quaking right now.
Shaking in your boots.
This is the fun of a mini fridge in your room. Are you kidding me?
I literally am so queer. I
to
have
me, that's like
just
freedom.
Oat milk, and it is freedom.
Is having a mini fridge in your room.
There's also an ice machine in there.
Whoa!
Oh,
what kind of ice you got?
God!
It's like the crunchy ice.
Like rabbit pellet ice?
Yeah.
That is the best
that's hot.
Ice.
I know.
That is superior ice.
This is why I need to, like, not date men, because what man, first of all, knows what rabbit pellet ice is? Right. Second of all, would have it in his room. I remember, like, one of the last times I slept at Colin's house, I was just, like, was looking around, and I was like, imagine if this was, like, pink and fluffy and, like, smelled good and, like...
You were like, we could do so much with this space.
I know, that's the thing, is I'm always, I mean, I'm such a fucking Pisces, like, I have to be in, like, an aesthetically pleasing space for me to, like, feel sane at all.
Damn.
And so I'd always go over and, like, he would be like, okay, I'm gonna go to class for, like, an hour, and I'd be like, okay, and then I'd be, like, cleaning his whole room and doing, like, incense and, like, burning candles and, like, putting stuff in the diffuser and, like, arranging flowers.
Okay.
I was majorly nesting, but then I would leave, and then it would, like, all go to shit the next day, and I was like... I just, you know what I mean? Like, I know this is, like, dumb, but I just want to date someone who cares about cute little things.
Valid.
That's valid. That's allowed.
Honestly, get yourself an NB baby boy like myself.
Yeah.
I just want, like, cute
Nick has
stuff
a knife
around.
Collection.
I do.
That's a bunch of, like, little trinkety things.
Trinkety little
I'm obsessed things. With looking at little people's trinkets. Like, when you walk in their room, like, I'm like, ooh, what's this? What's this? What's this? I feel like, I'm always, like, oh, like, playing with little toys and stuff.
You would love my room. Dear Diary, I thought I was going to remain single for this year, but it turns out I'm a hopeless romantic Libra bitch.
Hey.
That's it.
I love it.
Okay, that's valid.
Wait, I feel like we still haven't even gotten the dish.
I know, I literally keep like, I keep...
You're not girlfriend.
I keep like...
You're teasing me.
I'm teasing you.
I'm like, fully edging right now.
I'm an edgelord, what can I say?
Edgelord.
But pretty much, so I was literally, I was like, I'm going to be single. Because after, you know, breakup number one and then breakup number two, July, I was like, single time.
Yeah.
Not gonna do any
over
of that.
It. Yeah.
And so I had my party phase. I was like hoeing around as I fucking should.
As you have to.
Can I ask where?
Yeah, where are you hoeing around? What's the address? Yeah. So can I come?
Yeah. We'd like to go to there.
There's a bar in Long Beach that I used to go to with my friends. Yes. And that is where I would meet some women.
Is it gay?
It is pretty gay. Yes.
It's not like gay, but it's like pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. It's okay. Like, I feel like there's a good mix. There's a good mix of like gay men, gay women. I'm sure that I'm not the only non-binary person in the joint, yeah. But that is where I would meet humans. Also West Hollywood. The Abbey is kind of iffy. The Abbey can be scary.
That is so iffy. It's so straight these days.
I've never even been.
Now there's so many straight people.
Because I feel like the Abbey is like a gay zoo. Like
it straight is.
People
no,
are like,
is.
Look at all the gay people.
I've met more girls, like the one who asked if I was gay was at Flaming Saddles.
Ooh.
And she was cute. She was drunk. Yeah. She fell on the ground, but...
Girl, she was hot.
I was getting the Uber. Like,
she was still serving on the floor.
Yeah, and she came running and she slipped so hard. I just closed the door.
You're like, I don't need that in my life.
Oh my gosh.
Even femmes are into femmes because femmes just know that femmes are fucking gorgeous and
magical. Femmes are hot.
Yeah.
Because
women.
Like, oh my good lord.
They're beautiful. They're stunning.
But she has the most gorgeous curly brown hair and it's like curly and thick. Ooh. And like hazel eyes that just literally turn to fucking golden green and goodness
okay.
in the sun.
Wow. You're smitten as a little kitten.
I'm such a simp. You guys are such a simp.
I'm a simp too. Cameron's been saying that we've been having to do simp breaks where we pause and I can simp for a little bit.
Because I was doing your makeup and you were like, have you heard Pink Pony Club?
I've been obsessed with this song. It's so good.
Oh my god.
And it's like, Pink Pony Club, I'm gonna give that name. And it's literally like the most simpy simp. Like,
then I would love it.
It's like one of those ballads that's trying to like lift you up and be
like, did you ever watch Girls?
Girl. Oh, okay. Show. Okay. I did not watch it, but I've like seen, okay, I know gonna, Girls.
There's like an iconic scene when Lena Dunham, they're like playing Dancing on My Own by Robin. Yeah. And then she's sort of like dancing and it's sort of like a, you're coming of age in your New York apartment. Like it's a very like cinematic moment like that. Pink Pony Club for me is Dancing on My Own.
Yeah. So you would like.
In the Girls cinematic universe.
Brooke would literally be like, hold on. And then she would just like.
She's doing my makeup. And like, hold on, I need to dance.
And I'd just be standing there with my makeup brush, like.
Okay. Like, bitch.
Just so fucking detached.
You are such a fucking simp.
I know.
Things to do.
I'm a major simp. What can I say?
Me
and
as
I'm
well.
Just heartless.
Oh my god, wait. Also, today on Hinge, I liked a TikTok lesbian. I think we all may know.
Oh, wait, can I see?
Who is it?
Yeah, wait.
I think we need a visual.
I liked.
Do you have a Hinge? Or are we? We're no on the Hinge because we're with.
I'm not good at dating apps. Really,
okay,
because,
me neither.
Like, personally, like, in order to connect with me, it's easier done. Like, I send a lot of voice notes because, like, I just, like.
We're in a voice note era.
We are. Like, meeting me in person is always best, but, like, voice notes, like, are where it's at. Like, I can't with the dating apps and the typing because I'm just like,
You're like, let's get on the phone. Like, yeah, let's do a FaceTime.
Let's chat.
I think that's where Brooke was struggling, too, like, when we were at Gay Astrology.
Yes, I know this lesbian.
Oh, yes.
Everyone knows.
Okay, stop. Was that the one who was doing, like, the mask shit?
Yeah,
she
was
like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those were the funniest fucking talks. Oh, my God. I'm surprised. Normally, I don't know TikTok people, but I really do know that person.
Yeah, you're like, this one, yes.
Yes. No, for real. But I think that's where Brooke was struggling in Gay Astrology, because it was like, how do you... Because she was, like, swiping, but then it's also, like... So you're just going to go up to someone and just start talking to them? Like, you're just going to go and fucking... You're just going to start?
Well, I mean, for me, they always come to me.
I don't know what to say. They don't come to me.
They come to me, honey. They're just like, I cannot. Like, I don't know what the vibe is.
I have scared
beating them off with a stick.
Because I feel like the vibe is, like, I'm here for something else, and then they just, like, smell it. They're like, right. Like, someone...
They're like someone who's indifferent.
Yes.
Like, a mean femme. Yes. I must. And I'm just, like, a little simp, and I'm like, I'm a little simp.
You are, like, wallflower queen. You're like, should we dance?
I've seen Fergus being wallflower way too many times.
So I love it, though. It's seeped into my personality. You should just ask someone to dance. You should.
I should.
You should.
And honestly, okay, I feel like when approaching, like, women or, like... You really don't even have to do that much. Like, a little goes a long way. Show a little collarbone.
I'm like, this one girl literally walked up to me and asked me if I was gay, okay? You could ask anyone anything.
That's so true. It's like, it makes no sense because I famously, like, say inappropriate things all the time and I don't care at all. But then, like, around women, I'm just like, I'm like, oh, did I breathe too hard?
Like, I'm so sorry. Did I breathe too hard on you?
I know, literally. And then I'm just like, I don't know, it is very interesting that I can, like, go on stage and be like, yeah, like, fuck, I used to get my butt cheeks fucked and I'm fucking gay, and then, like, I get off stage and some girl's like, good set, and I'm like, cool.
God.
Panic.
It'll be easier in a group, though. I feel like when it was just the two of us, it's like, the stakes are so high.
Well, you need, like, to have, like, a squad, because I feel like it's a vibe where, like, when it looks like you and your squad are just vibing, everyone's like, I need to be a part of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People
want to join. And then you can leave the squad and come back.
Right.
You have an anchor.
Yes.
Whereas, like,
an anchor.
That's important.
Yeah, whereas I was just, like, a buoy. Like, you need an anchor.
But I have to say, I did get a great tarot reading, and I think the whole night was worth it because of that.
Nice. Okay, good. I'm glad. Well, I was worried it was a total bust. I was worried you were, so depressed. I was like, if this just ruined her psyche even more, I'm going to be so pissed.
I think I'm just trying to, like, bounce back too quickly. I mean, it's literally been one single week, and I've gone to two gay events already, and I'm like, why don't I have a girlfriend yet? And it's like, well, that's God's timing. And by God, I mean Ariana Grande. obviously. And by God, I mean my gay therapist, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you so much. I look up to this guy. Thank you, Linda.
We're all like,
we love you, Linda.
We love you. But yeah, I think I just need to give myself some time.
Definitely. I mean,
because I'm still majorly grieving.
Of course.
So it's like, what do I even...
Okay.
It'll be your time when it's your time.
I tried to bounce. Like, I bounced back way too quickly after the July breakup. I literally,
manic
the
July.
Day. Yeah, that's why it was my manic July. Like, literally, it was, like, the day that we broke up, or maybe the day after. I sent a voice note to this person asking them on a date. And I was like, sushi? You and me?
Like, you were going
I
hard.
I was literally, like, I don't know what happened to me. Sushi. I was like, I am God now, and I am going to behave as such, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
It was fun for the moment.
When the power runs through you, it really just, it does. Yeah, it just goes off.
It can take you
You
places.
Weren't ready yet. You weren't ready yet.
But, like, I did that, and then it kind of, like, my shit just fucking unraveled. So, like, don't do that. You take your time. Like, you do not need to jump into, like, anything. Like, feel yourself.
Yeah.
Feel your own oats before you go and feel somebody else's.
How are you going to feel somebody else's oats if you can't feel your oats?
I feel like we're channeling RuPaul. If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Yes.
So can true. I get an amen?
Come through.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Bye. Dear Diary, my little girl neighbors told me I look like a Kardashian. I asked which one, and they said, the one with the brown hair.
Oh, no.
And
yes,
I said, don't they all have brown hair? And they said, no, they all have different colored hair. And then they said, I look like the one with the brown hair. I'm just missing the lips. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, and good night.
Shade?
I call shade.
Do these kids know that they have fake lips?
They
just want to know.
I think they do. I think that's what they're saying. They're saying, like, you need lip injections.
Or they're saying, you just don't have fake lips.
Yes, which I don't. I tried.
Wait, you got nice lips?
I didn't look it on you.
It just, I mean, maybe I didn't do, like, enough. I feel like it was fine. Like, I was like, okay, but it was just the natural swelling after. Yeah. And then, like, it's just a lie. Like, the swelling goes down, and then you're like, my shit is, like, the same. And I just, yeah. And I mean, it was always just my upper lip anyway. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna stop all this, all these shenanigans with, like, worrying about my fucking upper lip. Like, I've got a bottom one.
You have a damn nice upper lip. You know what? Why are we trashing
you? You've got that Cupid's bow unlocked.
Bitches have made fun of my fucking lips before, okay? This one girl.
It's called haters. Oh, I just clipped myself.
Oh my god! Are you okay?
I
hate the little blood bubble.
Listeners, I pinched myself with a little clampy clamp.
Oh, they'll make my, like, a little blood bubble. I don't know.
I literally just like,
when I styled Dylan, I had my mom's, chaps, and there was, like, this zip-up part, and I just kept, like, I wouldn't, like, sometimes I wouldn't put my finger in front of, like, your skin to, like, block it, and I would just zip up Dylan's fucking skin, mixed fucking skin. I was just like, oh,
and
my.
And
I
was just like, no.
But then you were like, can you do that again?
No, you guys, in bed, I will literally be like, dig your nails in harder. Like,
oh my god.
Literally, I want you to make me bleed.
So does that explain the knives? Does that explain why?
So do you?
I have a knife kink.
Oh, so tell us about that.
See, I don't know what it is, but I enjoy, like, being hurt in small ways and the feeling of, like, the knife kind of running up your skin, like.
So it's never, like, a puncture, but it's more of, like, a. Like knife tease?
The knife is the tease, and then the nails are the puncture.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Nails make...
But no, like, bleed. Literal blood. Like, we're not trying to, like...
Honestly?
Maybe, like, a little.
Maybe a little bit.
Just a little drop?
In my fantasies, I bleed. But, like... But, like, the people who I'm with don't want to make me bleed.
Right, because, like, why would they?
Yeah. Right?
Unless they also were like, okay, so we're going to do a little scratch.
Unless they're, like, a sadist. I need...
Right. And that could get...
That could get out of hand, though.
Yeah, you'll find the Mrs. Trunchbull to your Miss Honey someday.
It's such a, like... What I need in a partner is so... Because I am both soft boy and, like...
And edgelord.
Edgelord at the same time. I'm definitely, like, you top dominant switch. Like,
that's allowed.
Precisely. There's layers to this onion. Like...
Obsessed.
Genuinely. I will start on top, but then it's, like... There will come a time when it's like, flip me the fuck over.
Yeah.
But only certain people can do that.
Yeah. It takes a certain energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have that flip me over energy. Dominate me a little bit, but then let me dominate you more.
Who is your all-time queer idol?
Oh my God. Actually, this is really fucking hard, but I would have to say it's probably Lady Gaga.
Just I mean, that's never a bad answer.
Like, I literally, in my high school, because I had to interview to get into my high school, because it was, like, all girls, Catholic, private, all that shit.
Yes.
And they literally, the only reason I got in was because my sister already went there, but that's besides the point. In the interview, they were like, if you could have lunch with anybody, alive or dead, who would it be? And I was like, Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God.
And the nun looked at me like,
Lady Gaga was hotly debated in Catholic school. I remember when Just Dance came out, and I remember the girls in our thing, they were like, this is, like, vulgar.
I know.
Like, this is, like, watching it on the computers at school was, like, dirty.
It was nasty.
We
were all like, wait, is disco stick?
Good.
That was
that was the hotly debated that was the vulgarity.
Mm-hmm.
We had the nuns were really intense.
They were
we only had nuns in lower school when we were like in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
like,
did you guys not go to the same school?
We went to the same, like, lower middle school, then at high school, it ended, at eighth grade, it was done.
But, like, a lot of the same people were, like, going.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to Loxa also?
I didn't. I went to Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
Oh, spooky.
Guys. That's what the track was. When we went, like the school that we went to, it was like, these are the options and this is where you're going to go. And this is going to be like, it's all Catholic and everyone had been doing the Catholic and you're going to keep doing the Catholic.
Literally.
And you're just gonna...
And if you don't do it, it was almost like,
You're ostracized now. You must be dumb.
Like, you're weird now. You're weird.
Yeah.
And like, I definitely, looking back, like I fell into those like, you know, categories of just judgment. Like I would judge people too, because like you're so in it that like, you don't want to be the one who's
We were in a cult. We're in a cult. Yeah, it's the judgy cult. I mean, you even said it. It's like, they're just the black and white thinking that comes with the like religious upbringing. Yeah. It's like, you're just so like, quick to judge people.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it's like, judgment is survival in religion.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to say, like, what is a sin and what's good.
Like, moment to moment. Like, action by action. Like, am I gonna go to hell for this? Like, if I eat a Twinkie this way, is that vulgar?
Oh my God. Right. As a kid, I would literally be, like, in my room, I would light a fucking candle. I was terrified that one day I would do something that would, like, damn me for eternity.
Yeah.
And I would just pray to God that I would never do anything that would, like, fucking make me like a fucking sinner and like not, it was ridiculous.
Right. That's a normal process for a child to go through.
Yeah. Like,
we were brainwashed.
It was scary.
We were brainwashed into believing that being who we are was going to make us die or like something.
Sinful.
We're going to set the world on fire because we decided we were gay. Like,
and it's like, now, what? Like, what even was that? Like,
yeah.
It's so crazy. Like looking back, I'm like, oh, that was just like a little game.
Yeah, really
though. But I thought it was like my whole life.
But you can literally just
turn off the Nintendo DS and walk away.
You can be like, I'm done playing now.
Yeah, you can be like, I'm done playing God.
No more games, God.
It's also like, I remember growing up, it was always like, if you stop believing in God, your whole life is going to turn to shit. And then, but I think the whole thing is that your life turns to shit no matter what.
It does.
Because life is hard.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what kind of shit do you want?
Yeah. Do you want like religious fucking traumatic shit? Or do you want just like, you know, like regular normal, traumatic
regular
shit?
Regular trauma.
Right.
I know, but I was like so afraid to leave the church because I was like, well, if I leave there and I stop praying to God every single day, then my life is going to go terribly wrong. But then I look back and I was like more depressed when I was in the church.
Me too.
Big time.
Completely. Like,
but it's just these, like, mental control things that they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To make you feel like if you do exit that, like, things are going to be worse.
Totally. Which is, like, really scary. Like, I feel like everyone should want to be there. Like, if you really have a good thing, you shouldn't have to convince people to stay.
Yeah, they should just choose to be there.
Exactly.
Without having any feelings of guilt hovering over, like...
Yeah, I know.
We got some questions for Mick on our Insta.
Oh my god, did we really?
So,
obsessed. Let's do them.
What's your go-to move for picking up femme people?
Okay, I mean, if I'm at a bar, I'll kind of just be like, hey, like, can I buy you a drink? Like,
iconic.
Just kind of, it's simple. It you don't want to try too hard. You don't want, because, like, you don't even know this person yet. Like,
major. Yeah. You know, don't like, freak them out.
Yeah, it's like, can I just buy you a drink? Like, we'll chat for a minute, see what happens. And, like, a lot of the times that leads to dancing, and then dancing leads to exchanging numbers. And then,
and dancing leads to grinding. That's a great one. That's a great one.
Simple, just, classic.
That's going to be expensive for you, Brooke. You're going to be buying people drinks.
I can't be out here buying drinks.
That's my
financial plan. Like, the only reason that I'm not going completely bankrupt is because I don't drink.
Yeah.
Because I love spending money on everything else.
I love spending money on people. That's my fucking thing. Like,
I like spending money on people because I'm a person.
Experiences.
But yeah, maybe I do buy a drink.
That's what I would do.
Or I'm trying to think of something.
Or you can, think of something that you see on them that you like. That's another one that's really super simple.
But I feel like for me, it's really hard to compliment without seeming like, oh my God, hey girly.
See,
like,
okay, but here's what you need to do. You were already up there.
I have seen this. It's like, instead of being like, hey, I love your dress, being like, hey, I love your dress.
Yes.
Yeah, I really love
that
dress.
Like, you have to be, yeah.
That's a good promo.
It's less about the, like, going up at the end, and then versus going down at the end.
Yeah, you have to, like...
you're thinking dirty thoughts. Mm. You have to be conveying
the dirty thoughts.
Like, yes. I really love your dress. I'd love to see it on my floor.
Oh, and then you do the... So, what you guys have to see, listeners, is, like, make sort of, like, the eye, the up-down.
The up-down?
You gotta do that. I love your dress. And then the up-down.
The other question is, giving or receiving oral, which is better?
Okay.
Those are the questions.
This is
people.
A horny episode.
This person said, these they said, I'll send two questions depending on the type of content you make. That was the first question. And then they said they couldn't think of a second one.
Okay. You know what? So, I totally respect your honesty.
That's honest.
You're valid. Yeah.
To be honest, I actually really enjoy giving oral. Like, I enjoy receiving it as well. But I will go down on you for an hour and a half. Like,
I'm sorry. The lock jaw. Maybe I just need to do something.
It doesn't happen to me.
Maybe I just need to do some, like, jaw exercises.
Yeah.
But, like...
it's like I just get locked where I'm just, like...
I do, like, the snake head, like, motion.
Oh.
It's really... I feel like when I give oral, at least, I start really slow and really light. And there's kissing all around. Like,
that's definitely the way.
Use your lips for sure as well.
Like kissing.
And like just like rubbing them. Oh, I really enjoy giving oral.
Yes.
I've been giving a lot of oral recently. It's been
good for you.
The lady is very, very happy with that.
Yeah, she enjoys it. She's like, no one has ever eaten me out for this long. And I'm like... Well,
wow.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, baby.
Precisely.
Oh, yeah.
And I will run that marathon. I will keep my pace.
You'll win first.
I will literally win first.
Steady, slow and steady
wins the race.
Yes. That's right. It does.
Yeah, but.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I love receiving oral as well.
I know,
but like,
it's such a toss-up.
I would have to say receiving.
There's
sort of no question for me.
Oh my god, a bold bottom. Power bottom.
I don't know, how do I... Literally, the other day, I was, like, talking to my friend, and I was like, so are you a top or a bottom? And she was like, have you been wondering this? And I was like, I just don't know what I am. But I think that's
beautiful. I feel like
this pod is, like, watching me go through this gay journey in real time. And
you're figuring it out right here.
I'm obsessed.
Very brave.
With that for you.
I love that for you as well.
Someone accused me of being a bottom once, and I was like, how dare you? How dare you? I'm a fucking verse, goddammit.
I feel like as a bisexual, how am I supposed to choose?
Right?
Just say verse.
I'm verse.
There you go.
She's backing up.
Now that I've been accused of being a bottom.
You're like, wait.
I know.
That's not me.
It's okay to be a bottom.
It is okay.
We accept you. You're a bottom.
Listen, we all need bottoms.
Because what
bottoms
are
make the world go round.
We can't all be tops.
No.
We can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
We can't all be bottoms either.
Mm.
We need them both for our ecosystem.
For the ecosystem. For the planet. Nature is healing.
Guys, I'm looking for a dreidel tonight.
A dreidel?
I want top spinning on the dance floor.
Oh my god. I thought you meant like you were looking for a Jewish person, which also, the girl that I'm dating is Jewish.
I'm down for a Jewish top.
A Jewish top.
You should go on
J-date?
Yeah.
Is there a J-date for gay people? Or is it just like...
Is that not allowed?
I don't know.
What's a... What?
J-date is a
Jewish
dating app for... Yeah.
Mm, you know, for like...
Know.
Those people who just really want a
date
Jewish... A Jewish partner.
Like Christian mingle?
Yeah.
Very that.
Christian mingle, but no New Testament.
Precisely.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Just Torah.
Just Torah.
Straight Torah vibes.
Got it. I mean, there might be.
In LA, in this climate, honey.
I don't know.
There's gonna be a lot.
Thank you so much for listening to Bisexual Diaries. We put up new episodes every Wednesday. Please review and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm Brooke.
And I'm Cam.
Bye.